This is KVGD LP FM radio in Goldendale. This is the crop report for various counties in Washington State for the week ending May 11, 2014, as submitted to the Northwest Regional Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Chelan County. Conditions were unseasonably dry. Tree fruit crops were developing very well. Apples were being thinned with great weather conditions. Pears seemed to have a moderate crop set. Cherries were moderate in their set in most early and mid-season areas, which will set the industry up for excellent fruit size and quality. Average temperatures were generally cooler than normal, varying from a low of 34 degrees to a high of 73 degrees. Temperatures as low as 34 degrees caused fruit growers to use frost control measures. There was no precipitation received during the week, and the average wind speed was 14 miles per hour with gusts up to 47 miles per hour. No crop losses due to weather conditions were reported. In Douglas County, winter wheat and winter canola crop look good for this time of year. Temperatures were slightly above normal for the first 3 days of the week and then averaged the remainder of the week. There was a trace of precipitation a couple of times during the week. Planting and field spraying and other tillage activities occurred all week, but were significantly reduced Friday due to winds. Sweet corn, some field corn, and dry bean planting continued. Orchard pruning and thinning continued, and asparagus harvest continued. The first cutting of hay fields occurred north of Pasco prior to Thursday's drenching rain. In Franklin County, much-needed rain was received over the last few days, helping moisture conditions for dry land, wheat growers, and cattlemen with native pastures. Sweet and dry corn planting continued, as did dry beans. In Kittitas County, Thursday's rain helped pasture conditions. Hay progress was excellent. Temperatures were mild with wind. The crop report for Yakima County. Yakima received 1 to 3 rain events that contributed 7/10 to 1.5 inches of precipitation. Nighttime low temperatures ranged from the upper 30s to the mid 40s, so frost prevention was not a necessity this week. Daytime high temperatures ranged from the mid 60s to upper 70s. Asparagus harvest continued and was the centerpiece of local farmers' markets, along with lettuce, radishes, and green onions. Field crews were putting down black plastic and transplanting cucumbers, peppers, tomatoes, and crucifers. Cherry fruit producers reported favorable fruit sets this year, and early signs indicate a bountiful harvest stretched out over a longer harvest period. Field crews were mowing and tidying up orchards. The first cutting of alfalfa was noted in the lower, warmer areas of the Yakima Valley. In Adams County in eastern Washington, moisture last week was enough to maintain crop and soil moisture conditions. In Lincoln County, precipitation during the week was enough to maintain crop and soil moisture conditions. Spring planting continued and was almost complete. All areas need rain. Some locations recorded 3/4 of an inch of rain. The irrigation portion of the area has not received as much precipitation as other areas. Some producers have been irrigating for most of the spring. Many of the vegetable crops were showing the effects of the reduced moisture and colder weather during the winter. Wheat planted on south-facing slopes showed signs of damage. In the crop report for the counties of northern Oregon, Wasco County, nice spring showers brought crop year precipitation totals to almost normal for the year. In Umatilla County, warm temperatures coupled with occasional showers and a heavy rainstorm on the eastern end of the county helped crops. Some fields of alfalfa in the western end of the county have been swathed. Corn planting is in full force and early plantings were emerging. In Union County, scattered rain showers, cold, wet, windy conditions off and on during the week made field activities difficult to achieve early in the week and stopped by the weekend. In Wallowa County, the area received precipitation and warmer temperatures. Crops and range conditions were very good. In Coos County, some much-needed precipitation was received throughout the week. This has been the Crop Progress Weather Report for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties, as submitted to the Northwest Regional Field Office of the National Agricultural Statistics Service. For more information about the crop reports for the week ending May 11, 2014 for Central Washington, Eastern Washington, and Northern Oregon counties, see fruitfromwashington.com/crop report. The Crop Report is a special service of KVGD LP FM radio in Goldendale.